Hi. John called me. Asked, you guys are
Yeah,
seeing
yeah.
some
Nothing
stuff?
else. Fine.
Thank you.
Hi,
How's it
James.
going? Yeah, John.
Yeah, nice
Nice
to
to
meet
meet
you.
you. What are you seeing around?
Let's go downstairs. Yeah, thanks for coming.
Oh, not a problem.
Okay. Gonna take care of this as soon as possible, right? Yeah, but we don't see any signs along the corner there.
Okay. Seen it
Have
mostly,
you
yeah.
seen the water there?
Oh yeah, okay.
Because we left it here overnight, so that's what we see.
And have you been seeing them inside as well?
No, not
Not
inside.
yet? Okay, good. Yeah, that's definitely, those are the ones that do tunnel. They're not the actual termites. They still do tunnel though. They
Okay.
just don't tunnel as quick. Yeah, that's something you want to get taken care of like right away. Especially, so this is your like your basement area as well.
Right.
Okay, and I mean it's pretty finished for the most part. You don't ever see any of the tubes, right? Like the mud tubes coming out of the
No.
ceilings. Okay, yeah, and definitely. What I can do for you is I can give you some termite monitors here, and just do the standard that I was doing with the couple of people up the street.
Yeah, did you come here to do treatment for my neighbor's house?
Yeah, we did treat a couple of neighbors over here, and we actually have someone we're treating on Tuesday in this neighborhood still too, actually. Just right up the street. It's pretty normal. Seeing around the foundation as these houses settle, you see it start to crack. That's just the house settling, but that is probably where they're gonna start gaining access into your home. So when we're coming out, actually, especially what we do with your neighbors, you come up 3 feet up and 3 feet out. That's
Okay.
gonna protect that crack incredibly well. And as well as we're going to granulate out into the yard. So these will, even though they do fly, when they
Yes.
land on that's also going to, it's terminators. It's actually going to protect from the termites and those carbonarians you're seeing, which are the ones that
So not
do the
only the
damage to the
backyard,
home.
but the front yard also, right?
Yeah, of course, all the
Yeah,
way around the house. Not a
yeah.
problem at all. And then are you, you're, it's townhouses, is it?
Right, right.
Yeah. Is your neighbor using anything yet?
I think my neighbor used your guy, you guys also,
Okay,
yeah.
awesome. Good, that's really good to hear. Yeah, and what we'll do too is, are you seeing any of the other spiders or anything that anyone else is seeing?
Spiders is not really an issue,
Not
but
too
if you
much.
could check, like, I don't know, maybe there are other signs also.
Definitely. Let's see. I'm just gonna walk a little bit around the
All
house
right.
here. And you actually have wasps a little bit too. Let's see where he's going.
Over there.
Yeah. Trying to see, because a lot of the time they'll come up under this siding here. It's almost any insect, especially when it starts raining like it has been,
Okay.
they'll come up under the siding.
And if you want, maybe we can do inspection inside the house
Of
also.
course, yeah, most
Yeah.
definitely. Let's definitely do that as well. So you got a lot of spider webs down here, and that's just another indication that there are insects moving up in this siding.
I see.
When we come and treat, we are going to treat around all this. That's actually going to deter all that traffic away from the house and anything that is living up there. When it comes out to get more food or water, it is going to die. So
Sure, sure.
it's going to help you out a lot there.
All
Let me
right.
just look around the side real quick.
All right。妈，她说在看这个里面有什么蜜蜂啊、wasp 呀、还有 spider 啊，哪儿啊？
对，
就管这里吧。就不是管的，是这个
哦哦，
后
对，哦，
面，
这个
对，
啊，
后面，它可能从这后面走来走去的。
行，没关系，反正我一看他不不回来，我问他把东西都扫掉。这个是不是啊？这个是的，是吧？
这是真的，但他说这些可能飞到家里面。
这掉掉了。
要打个扫把。
哦，我去拿。方便吗？Check inside as well.
All right.
I get some dirt in your house here. Is there anyone particularly you're worried about? Is this a bathroom over here?
Yeah.
Let's check here. A lot of time are they over here?
Otherwise, we don't see any signs inside the house.
You don't ever see any spider webs up in the corners at all either. I mean, you probably just redid this, huh? This looks pretty new. Or is it?
No,
Did you
no.
keep it real clean?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good.
We don't see any signs here.
Gonna check the bathrooms on the first floor as well.
In there?
Yeah, there's some spiderwebs back here. A couple of those big ant carcasses in them as well. So they are a little bit in your walls there. That's, I'm seeing a little bit of activity.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's not good to know. It's not too bad. There's only like two or three. But at any given time, you know what I mean? There's only 10% of the ant population actually out of its nest.
Okay.
So seeing two or three, you know, could be a really good thing. Or they could just be going a different place in the house. Do you have another bathroom downstairs?
No, really, that's the only one.
Just that's the only one? Okay. What about your kitchen?
Yeah. So when you guys do the chimney, we should remove those areas?
You won't have to clean it out. It's actually real easy the way we do it. We just use our, like a little injection system to the pipe. You can see how it meets the wall, but there's that little bit of space. Just very small. It just slips right back in there. We don't have to do any drilling or anything like that.
Okay.
I was going to show you, though. See the like sawdusty kind of sandy material, not the blue. That's obviously detergent, but that is brass, and so that's actually another time that there are ants in the house, and that's what they'll do. They kind of when they're tunneling through the wood, you see that like residual, like a little bit of sawdust here or there, that sand, especially when they're coming from outside.
Right.
So I don't see any dead ants back here, but I don't see any spider webs either.
Right.
So I mean, sorry about that. Like I said again, yeah, I mean, that's just something you want to get taken care of before it gets any worse, obviously.
All right.
Is there any other places in the house that you're concerned about?
Anything outside? Did you see any wasps?
There were a few. Yeah. I mean, it's quite common right now about this time. We do treat for those as well. That one that I saw over there looked like it was going up into that drain, so it might have a nest up in there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's very possible. With their metal.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time they'll actually underneath, you know how it's not completely close, I can put my hand up there.
Okay.
During the middle of summer, sometimes they come up and actually make their nest up there. So if you come to grab onto this and you're not paying attention, or you know, you come over like this, you get stung.
Yeah.
Oh, actually right here. Well,
what kind of packages do you guys provide?
Right now, like for the neighborhood discount that we're doing with everybody that we've been treating over here, I don't know if you know him, so he's right up the street. He's not in the townhomes right now.
Okay.
But we're doing like the full preventative because he's seeing those millipedes that you a little bit down have in your basement and a few of the ants around his garage.
Sure.
So yeah, we're really just trying to get everybody kind of on the same page because everyone's seeing those ants, you know. That's really common, but...
How about termites?
The termites, what we use, what we put down on the grass, it's that Termidor. It is going to take care of those. If there are any subterranean, we'll also throw, I'll throw in the four free termite monitors that I did for him as well. And those are going to monitor, so if anything starts to come through,
okay,
we can double treat it, and that's actually going to prevent you from having thousands of dollars worth of damage, you know? Because with those...
How does the monitor work?
I'm sorry?
How does the monitoring work?
It's like a wood post in this encapsulated thing, and we stick it down in the ground pretty far.
Mm-hmm.
And then any time, like, if you've probably seen termite tunnels somewhere before, right? They're just like mud tubes, basically. When they tunnel, the subterranean ones, they tunnel through the ground to get to your house, they're going to hit that, and they'll enjoy that wood for a little bit. So then we'll pull that out, we'll come out and check when we come out quarterly. If we see any kind of damage there, that's when we're going to come out and make sure we get that for you. So you don't have thousands of dollars in repairs.
Okay.
I can do the same thing. Same thing I'm doing for all the neighbors. This is, how many bathrooms did you have?
One downstairs, one here, and then...
One upstairs?
Two upstairs.
Two upstairs, yeah. Okay. So yeah, typically it's 209. I can still drop that though for everybody, like I did for everybody else, so that 109. And that's that first one. That one we're coming out, we're killing those adults that you're seeing, the ones especially with the wings. Those ones are mating, so they're reproducing at this very moment, actually. So we'll come out and do that. And then we come out 30 days later, and that's actually when we get the larvae and the pupa.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's not just ants. This is just a good, you know, example. A lot of insects, some of them can come to maturity, full maturity, and start mating within less than 30 days.
Sure, sure.
Other ones take 9 months, which is why we come out 5 times total. So we'll come out once each season after this first one, and that's going to treat for any of those different things you're seeing. Any of the ticks, a lot of people with the bunnies over here, especially with this wooded area, those bunnies and deers will get those ticks.
Right.
So that what we put down on the grass isn't going to just help with the carpenter ants and the termites. It's going to help with those as well. And like the millipedes, centipedes, anything that's gaining access, really. So we'll come out different, you know, four different times, we'll treat for different things. And if at any point in time you see something else, well, after we've come out, we'll come back out for free and focus on wherever that trouble area is for you.
Okay.
It's pretty simple. So yeah, these are all the standards ones we cover here. Those carpenter ants that you're seeing, those are typically more. Those are going to be for free for you today. And then the wasp hornets that web away around all the eaves with that residual leaving there for you, we're also going to do that for you. That's just because we're family owned and we go by word of mouth. So as long as you know, talk to any of your neighbors, be like, yeah, you know, we did it, and now we're not seeing those as you know anymore, and you know all that.
Okay.
So.
So five treatment for how much?
That first one, I'll drop it down to 109,
Mm-hmm.
and then after that, we just do monthly because it's the cheapest option. So, and that's 43 a month for 11 months. It's real easy, and then that's going to cover any of those free reservices. We typically only come inside twice a year. That's just because our product lasts a lot longer on the inside because we are a more green company. So outside, it's going to biodegrade about every 90 days, depending on, you know, the conditions around, which is why we do those free reservices as well.
Oh, okay. Is there a package like without a monthly subscription just to pay for the five treatments?
Yeah, it's for the, I mean, yeah, the five treatments. So will come out 4 times after that first time. And that first time, that 109, that's going to include that first payment, so you won't need to worry about it. So then we come out and take care of it each as it goes. Does that make sense? So you'll pay every month, but we'll come out 4 times unless you need us more after that.
Oh, okay.
But that first time we're going to come out for you, and that's going to be the flush out. That's where we're going to take everything that's in the walls, basically all the insects in the walls, and we're going to flush them out for you. I tell people always not to be surprised when we come out if that first week afterwards you start seeing ants in the house,
Right.
because that's just us getting them out of the walls, and they're going to come out and try to go to your neighbor's house, and they're going to die on the way,
Okay.
basically.
So what does the monthly subscription include there?
The monthly subscription.
Yeah. What does this price include?
It's going to
Do we
include.
need any additional payment for outside this monthly fee?
No, that'll just be the monthly fee. That's going to include all these things I said every single time. So you're not going to be paying any extra for any of that stuff. If you were having like a huge issue, some of the neighbors had a huge issue with stink bugs a little while ago. We threw on the extra package and that was more. But we're family owned, so it's always going to be that 43 a month for you after that first month.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
I just want, yeah. How about like in future if there's a termites problem, is termites treatment including the $43?
Yeah, I mean, since we're not seeing any of that termites, those monitors,
Right.
I'll throw those in for free for you today. You don't have to pay. Typically, those are $10 a monitor. But if you were seeing signs of possible termites, like around the house or on the deck, I would throw on more for you just to make sure they're not getting in the house. But I don't see any of the termite damage yet. I just see those carpenter ants damage, that brass that we're seeing that I showed you underneath the sinks, which, I mean, it's a big deal as far as, you know, making sure you get them out of the house, but it's not as high up as termites. So it's still something we definitely need to take care of for you. Just it's going to take them a lot longer to tunnel through the walls unless their colony gets much bigger throughout the summer with those winged insects, those winged carpenter ants. Those are the ones that reproduce and mate, actually.
Okay. All right. I think we can do it. I want to make sure this monthly fee includes all the future treatments. I don't want to have any surprise fees
Oh
in
no,
future.
yeah, I completely understand, yeah.
Okay.
Because I mean some of the neighbors, like I said, when they get the smaller house sizes there, so this one they just had a lot smaller of a house. So they're doing 39 a month, but they'll do 39 every month, and then we're coming out quarterly for them. It's never gonna be more.
Okay.
So
All
I
right.
mean, if you did have a termite problem
Right,
that
right.
and we came in with that, it would cost more to begin with. But I'm not, like I said, I'm not seeing anything, you know. So
Okay.
yeah, so you want, I can do you right actually after ganache on Tuesday if you want to do that. You're going to be home in the morning.
Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I won't be here. She won't be here, but my
Okay.
mother-in-law will be in house.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't take long inside. we're just, I'll tell them all the places that we looked at and we're seeing that. I'll make sure they just kind of do another little, you know, double take and make sure I'm not seeing anything right now. It doesn't mean there couldn't be a little bit more when they come out in 2 days.
Yeah.
Just depending on the weather and everything like that. So I'll have them double check and just do another perimeter. And then the inside takes 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then the outside, I mean, that's takes about 30, but you don't need to be here for it. But I mean, even if your mother-in-law's here, she can tag along. She doesn't have to exit the house. My techs are going to come in with only gloves on, basically. And none of it's going to be, like I said, because we're a lot healthier. None of it's going to be needing a mask or anything like that. So she'll be completely fine staying home after that.
Oh, okay.
To go outside.
Okay.
So, okay, let me start this up again. So, like, 9 to 11 would be okay?
Yeah. So how many neighbors have ordered with you?
too many with this. Too many. I mean, a lot of them, not, there's a couple on Brookside, but then there's, you know, the neighborhood right next door, what is it, Long Meadow, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
that one, there's... They have some ant issues down there, most definitely. But I mean, it's just the season, you know. They come around. When we do come out in winter, we are going to be doing another inspection, just around to make sure, because we're obviously not going to spray the snow, but we will come inside and we'll treat in the winter as well. And then we're gonna keep a lookout for those termite activity to make sure they're not getting in the house. Check those monitors every time we come out. I mean, every time we come out as well, we're going to call you 4 days before we come out so you don't ever have to worry about not being home.
Okay.
Don't ever have to worry about not being home. I